The attempt to seek the arrest of a national leader for alleged atrocities is a momentous event, but it's not unprecedented, nor is the criticism leveled against the prosecutor, the World's Jeb Sharp explains.
Two heads of state have been indicted for war crimes in recent years. Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic was indicted in 1999 at the Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal, and Liberian President Charles Taylor is being tried at the Special Court for Sierra Leone in The Hague. David Sheffer is a former U.S. ambassador at large for war crimes issues. He says today's announcement is consistent with previous prosecutions.
I think we have to keep in mind that the purpose of these courts is, in fact, to investigate and prosecute the leaders of atrocities. And that often takes you to the top of the pyramid. It did for the Yugoslav Tribunal with Milosevic. It did for the Sierra Leone Court with Charles Taylor. And now with the International Criminal Court on the Sudan investigation, it has taken them to the top of the Sudanese government, President Bashir.
For David Crane, it's deja vu. He's the prosecutor who investigated and indicted Charles Taylor in 2003 for atrocities in West Africa.
I was condemned and I was praised for what took place, as is Luis Marino Ocampo today. Very, very similar kind of reactions. However, if you look 5 years later, you have a stable Liberia. You have Charles Taylor being stripped of his political power and placed before a tribunal. You have a duly elected, fairly elected, president of Liberia and the first woman head of state of Liberia.
Crane's conclusion is that the indictment turned out to be a cornerstone of peace, not a hindrance to peace. He thinks the same could be true in Sudan. International law expert Paul Williams says the Yugoslavia example is also instructive. Williams wrote a book laying out the case against Milosevic before the Serbian leader was indicted.
When Milosevic and his regime were committing crimes in Croatia, the international community said, well, don't say that. Let's not indict him for war crimes because we need him. He's our partner in peace. He then moved on to committing genocide in Bosnia, but the international community said, let's not indict him. He's our partner in peace. He then moved on to committing crimes against humanity in Kosovo, and he was finally indicted, and there was finally humanitarian intervention, and he was subsequently sent to The Hague.
These days, Williams gives pro bono advice to some of the Darfur rebel movements as executive director of the Public International Law and Policy Group. Whereas others involved in peace efforts think an indictment of al-Bashir would hurt the peace process, Williams says it's important not to finesse how you deal with perpetrators of such horrific crimes.
One of the fundamental flaws with the approach of the international community negotiating a peace in the Darfur is that they failed to accept and failed to deal with the fact that one of the parties was responsible for genocide.
Richard Holbrooke had to deal with the dilemma of negotiating with war crime suspects when he was doing his shuttle diplomacy at the end of the Bosnian War. He met with Bosnian Serb leaders Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadzic after their indictments in order to secure a ceasefire in Sarajevo, and he dealt with Milosevic at Dayton, but before the Serbian leader was indicted. Holbrooke acknowledges Dayton would have been harder without Milosevic, but he still thinks peace would have been possible. And he's clear that in Sudan, he thinks the International Criminal Court should be allowed to proceed without interference. But that's not what he's hearing from his colleagues.
I would say three-quarters of the senior people involved in this I've talked to in the last 2 weeks have said Bashir's indictment would be bad for the process. But all I can say back is, if he's a war criminal and if you supported the ICC, you have to let the wheels proceed and deal with it. And I don't believe for a minute that this man, who's been deeply implicated in the mass murder of hundreds of thousands of people in Darfur, was going to change his stripes based on whether he was indicted or not.
Holbrooke says he met with ICC prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo this month and that the reasons he had for going after the Sudanese president seemed valid. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.